degrees and mostly cloudy in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Children were not wearing seatbelts during the bus crash last week that killed two middle schoolers. Clarksville-Montgomery County school authorities tell WSMB that full-size buses don't have seatbelts, even though federal rules require seatbelts on smaller buses. The deadly crash happened Friday when a school bus struck a dump truck and another vehicle on the way to a field trip in West Tennessee. Federal investigators say a full report could take a year or two, but a preliminary report could come out within the month. The Trump administration's sudden cuts to federal arts grants have left cultural groups reeling in the past year, including across Nashville. Daniel Jones manages Oz Arts and co-founded Kindling Arts. Both saw cuts amid changes that, he says, send a stark message.
It's a deliberate fear being put forward of artists, and it is a potentially lasting attempt to brand culture as something that should not be shared amongst people, that our society should be more afraid of culture than they should be, you know, excited to lean in and engage with it.
Jones interviewed with the program Reveal by the Center for Investigative Reporting. The latest episode details the impact of federal arts and culture clawbacks, including preservation work at Fort Negley and a program in Pulaski. You can hear the program in full tonight at 9 here on Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News.